The Money Wellness Podcast, presented by the Finance Bar, was created to dissect how our thoughts and emotions impact our financial decisions. I am your host, Marsha Barnes, and I'll provide practical prescriptions to improve the health of your finances. We'll discuss everything from incorporating financial wellness into your self-care routine, caring for aging parents, navigating the 50th bridesmaid request, and learning how to tackle financial anxiety with ease. Get ready for a financial checkup. This won't hurt one bit. Welcome back to the Money Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Marsha, founder of the Finance Bar. Today's episode is titled Sit Where You Are During This Season, and it's short, but it's necessary. There's something powerful about pausing, about naming where we are before we rush to where we think we should be. Let's be honest, everyone. We are living in an economic climate that feels complicated. Prices rising, opportunities are shifting, and sometimes it feels like the ground beneath us is moving. But before we get swept away by fear, I want to invite you into stillness. Right here, right now. The first step is to identify the season you are in. Not the season you wish you were in, not the one your neighbor or coworker is in, but your season. Are you in a season of rebuilding? A season of holding steady? A season of planting seeds for something that won't grow until later? When we tell the truth about our season, we can begin to make choices that honor where we are. I'll repeat that again. When we tell the truth about our season, we can begin to make choices that honor where we are. Now, here's where something sacred enters the room. It's the spirit of enoughness. Enoughness says, what I have today is enough to carry me through today. It says, I can stop comparing. I can release the pressure to do it all at once. I can choose focus over frenzy. Enoughness clears the noise so we can tune in to what actually matters. From that place, let's talk about metrics, not the numbers everyone else may be shouting about, which could be net worth, portfolios, and all the flashy benchmarks, which I'll be honest, those things are important, very important actually. But your real metrics for this season might be, am I focused? Am I consistent? Am I moving in alignment with the life I want to build? Those are the right metrics for you. So, what do you do with all of this? And here are three grounding steps to get you started. Number one, write down your financial season. I want you to name it and I want you to own it. Number two, choose one focus. It might be saving $100 a month, $200. It could be $500 or more. Remember this, we are honoring our season. It could also be you're in a season of paying down one debt or simply tracking your spending for 30 days. And then number three, practice gratitude for enoughness every day. Even if it's just saying, today what I have is enough. Small, simple, steady steps, that's how you move forward without losing your peace. Again, I'll repeat the three grounding steps. Number one, write down your financial season, name it and own it. Number two, choose one focus. And number three, practice gratitude for enoughness every day. And as we close, I want to remind you, this season is not a financial life sentence. It's a chapter. So sit where you are, get clear, and when the time is right, you'll rise grounded, steady, and ready. Thank you so much for listening and tuning in to the Money Wellness Podcast. If today's episode met you where you are, please share it with someone who needs to hear it. Remember, you are enough right now. Until next time, stay grounded.